It's still a tight race, but the majority of polls in Mexico now show the leftist candidate ahead of his closest rival by a few percentage points. Mexico's presidential election is just over a week away. In the first of a series of profiles on the top candidates, NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro sent this report on the current frontrunner, Andrés Manuel López Obrador.
It's hot in the city of Querétaro. The crowd that is gathered in the Plaza de Armas is not that large. This is enemy territory, after all. The mayor here is from an opposing party. Andrés Manuel López Obrador strides onto the stage in a white button-down shirt, the collar open, his pose relaxed. This is AMLO, as he's known here, at his best. There's no doubt he has the common touch. He often uses colloquial phrases and cracks jokes. He is at ease with the crowd.
Muchas gracias. Antes que nada.
His main opponent, Felipe Calderón from the right, has tried to paint him as a demagogue who will scare off investment and ruin the economy. So AMLO's message on this day is to not be afraid of his plans for the country.
Estamos en contra de los empresarios.
We are not against businessmen, as those who see us with negative eyes have been saying. We are not against business. We cannot be against those who invest and generate jobs. We are against those who traffic influence, the corrupt, not businessmen.
It's an attempt to swing undecided voters, mainly in the lower middle classes, who are viewed as key in this election. But López Obrador's campaign is centered around his slogan that the poor must come first. And much of what he says is geared towards the 50% of the country who live in some degree of poverty.
No se puede seguir gobernando el país.
The country cannot be governed when there's an ocean of inequality. It's not human what happens in our country. No one with dignity can feel good about living in a country where the few have everything and the majority lacks even the most basic things. We can't accept that reality.
His economic proposals, and that is the issue that most Mexicans are interested in, revolve around a campaign of public spending. A new overland shipping route that will rival the Panama Canal, high-speed railways connecting cities, and the planting of 1 million acres of furniture-grade forest will provide the jobs. Subsidies will do the rest, he says, to help those most in need.
Come December, I will reduce the cost of light, gas, and gasoline.
The money, he says, will come through trimming the federal payroll and making more people pay taxes. Mexico has one of the worst tax collection rates in the region. Andrés Manuel López Obrador was born in the state of Tabasco on November 13, 1953, the first son of shopkeeper parents and the eldest of what would be 7 siblings. He became an Indian rights activist and was the founder of the leftist Revolutionary Democratic Party, under whose ticket he's now running. AMLO really became, though, a national force in politics when he became the mayor of Mexico City in 2000. He drew a fanatical following, mainly among the disadvantaged of this megapolis, for his colorful policies like giving a stipend to retiring prostitutes. He also garnered an equally strong disapproval from those who saw him as a manipulator of public opinion. Things haven't changed. That split is being played out today on the national stage. Few Mexicans are indifferent to the man who's vying to be Mexico's first leftist president. After the rally, Marcela Rodriguez Montoro, a retired teacher, says that she loves AMLO.
I think he is someone who is prepared. He really understands all the problems of the country, and he is going to do everything he can to change things. There is no equality here. There are ever more disparities between the rich and the poor. And the promises that were made to the working class are not being honored.
Across town in a tree-lined square, 57-year-old Antonio Ariola is getting his shoes shined. He says he thinks AMLO is creating social divisions among the rich and the poor that could lead to disaster.
Se parece una persona muy insegura.
I think he's a very volatile person. I think there could be a revolution if he comes to power because I think he's really led by South American countries like Venezuela.
Mexico's election takes place on July 2nd. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Querétaro, Mexico.